This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Auto parts maker Delphi announced this week that it will give its negotiations with the United Auto Workers some more time. Delphi is in bankruptcy, and it's been threatening to cancel the UAW's contract if the union doesn't agree to substantial pay and benefit cuts. As NPR's Jack Speer reports, the union and the company now have more time to talk, but it's not clear they're any closer to a deal.
When Delphi was spun off from General Motors back in 1999, it was hoped the auto parts maker would make it as an independent company. But today, Delphi is in bankruptcy, a high-cost producer in a business that's becoming more global and more competitive all the time. The company had set a deadline of December 16th to reach a deal with United Auto Workers to drastically cut wages and benefits. But without any progress to report this week, it announced an extension.
The day of reckoning may have been postponed, but it's not avoided.
Patrick Anderson is an economist and a consultant in East Lansing, Michigan. He says while Delphi's decision to put off asking the bankruptcy court to void its labor contract may help revive stalled talks, he doesn't think it changes the basic situation for the company.
Delphi's already in bankruptcy. It cannot sustain its operations paying $76 an hour in wages and benefits and legacy costs, which is what it's doing right now. It's simply impossible.
Delphi has said it needs its hourly workers to accept wage cuts of more than 60%. That hasn't played well with the UAW. The union did not return repeated phone calls, but in a statement it called the existing offer insulting and has hinted that its members would go on strike if the current contract is voided. And the negotiations between Delphi and the UAW are being closely watched by executives at General Motors. GM is Delphi's largest customer, and above all, it wants the labor problems at Delphi to be resolved. Delphi's CEO, Steve Miller, has repeatedly said a strike would be in no one's best interest, adding that's why he decided to extend the contract deadline.
I wouldn't be here, and I would not have taken the step to take this out of the courthouse if I did not believe that people negotiating good faith could not find a common ground solution to this problem.
GM is tied to Delphi because of its unusual relationship. When it was spun off, GM agreed to be responsible for some of Delphi's pension obligations. The exact amount of that obligation is in dispute. Miller says GM should help cushion the blow for tens of thousands of workers who are likely to be affected by a Delphi downsizing.
I certainly do not relish having to go hand in hand to General Motors, but they have repeatedly said they will take actions that they deem to be in the long-term interest of their shareholders and stakeholders. And an orderly resolution to the Delphi case is demonstrably in General Motors' best interest.
GM has not said how much more it will do to help Delphi avoid a strike. Consultant Patrick Anderson says in the long run, GM's contribution won't matter much if Delphi can't get its costs in line. And he says if GM were to be shut down due to a strike at Delphi, consumers would simply shop somewhere else.
There's a deadline here set by the bankruptcy judge. There's an even stronger deadline set by the consumers. If there isn't a negotiated settlement, Delphi goes into liquidation and everybody loses their job, including Steve Miller.
Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.